A top Democratic lawmaker in the Maine House wants to make sure parents know they have the right to opt their school-aged children out of taking standardized tests. Assistant House Majority Leader Sarah Gideon, a Freeport Democrat, is introducing legislation that would require school districts to inform parents of this option. The Maine Department of Education says it's encouraging districts to tell parents about all of their legal options, including what it says are the many benefits of sitting for the exams. Jay Field reports.
Students begin taking the Maine Educational Assessment for Mathematics and English Language Arts Literacy in less than 2 weeks. The online exam is supposed to measure how well high school juniors and students in grades 3 through 8 are absorbing Maine's version of the Common Core state standards. For a small but vocal minority of parents, though, the test is one more example of a public education system that's lost its way.
Humans were not meant to be standardized.
Lori Cahill teaches kindergarten in Skowhegan and has a son who's a junior in high school. She joined other testing opponents at a statehouse press event.
I feel there's no longer a balance in our educational system. As I can attest, education is messy work and cannot always be quantified. We must inspire students and meet them where they are. Relying on high-stakes testing does nothing to inspire our kids.
After much thought and research, Cahill says she's opting her son out of the MEA test. Previous rulings by the United States Supreme Court gives parents in Maine and elsewhere the right to do this.
But we don't have anything in Maine state law that makes this clear.
Freeport Democrat Sarah Gideon, who serves as Assistant Majority Leader of the Maine House, is introducing a bill to clear up confusion between parents, teachers, administrators, and school board members over the right to opt out.
It requires school districts to inform parents of their rights by posting the information in a public place, like the internet. It makes sure that teachers are allowed to notify parents of their rights. And finally, it prohibits the state from penalizing a district when students have opted out of the standardized tests.
It's kind of redundant, certainly not requiring of a law.
Tom Desjardins says there are already lots of different ways that parents can find out about how to opt their kids out of the MEA test. Desjardins is acting commissioner at the Maine Department of Education.
Forcing the school districts to go to the expense of notifying them, whether in writing or by mail or by email, is probably unnecessary.
The small but vocal opt-out movement puts the education department in a tough spot. While the law allows parents to take this step, the federal government also requires that 95% of students in a given public school sit for standardized tests. It's one of the factors that could influence the amount of education funding and flexibility Maine receives from the U.S. Department of Education in Washington. More importantly than that, Desjardins insists, the tests give the state important data on the performance of individual students and schools.
To the extent a student or a group of them opts out of testing in a given school or school district, we lose the quality of the data.
And that, says Desjardins, makes it much harder for officials at the Maine Department of Education to identify schools that are legitimately struggling and target efforts to help them improve. The opt-out bill will next go to a public hearing before the legislature's Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.